Okay, so Rav Kluger has several svarim for Avram Svi Kluger, one of the great mashpiyim in the world today in Eretz Yisrael, in Beit Shemesh. Baruch Hashem, there's an abundance of his svarim in the world today, so there's plenty to choose from. But in Purim, he has a couple svarim. One's called Sharvita Zav, and Maimer Lamed Zayin, he talks about the Simcha Pnimis b'chol zman u'b'chol matzav. Okay, and I want to use this actually to explain something that we learned in Yismach Yisrael. Just a very pashut piece, but again, it's a good hamshach what we were just saying a second ago. The Simcha of Purim is not that everything is always good. What's amazing about Rav Kluger's farm and why Rav Kluger is so popular, for lack of a better word, in the world is because he's very honest. Rav Kluger doesn't paint always a rosy picture that everything's fine. He teaches you, afal pichin, there's going to be darkness in the world, there's going to be challenges in your life. And the goal is to learn as an Eved Hashem to be able to handle those in the right way. Okay, so just very quickly, let's learn through just this, you know, page and a half, just the first piece of his Maimra on the Simcha, and I'm going to use it to explain something about the name of Hashem for the month of Adar that we mentioned on Thursday. Okay, Kasav B'Tehillim, Ivdu es Hashem b'Simcha, bo lefanov v'irnana. V'nodu divrei chazal v'asfarim ha'kadoshim ha'mafligim v'otzem ma'iles ha'simcha. He says it's well known how much the Svarim talk about the importance of Simcha. If you look in the Sefer Charedim, for example, I'll just mention, Mishnah Berurah even quotes this. Mishnah Berurah quotes this. That the Arizal said, it's in the Hagdama to the Sefer Charedim, the Arizal said that most of his spiritual success was because of his Midas HaSimcha. Can you imagine? You think, like, how did the Arizal become the Arizal? You know, how does one become such a spiritual giant? The Arizal said it was his Simcha Sachayim that opens a person up to just levels and levels and levels, Madregos and Madregos of Kedusha, of Dveikus. And Mishnah Berurah brings it there. Rizal said about himself that most of his spiritual success was because of his Midah of Simcha. And again, there's so much written about the importance of Simcha and the opposite, the illness of Maris Shechora. Right? There's a reason why, at the end of days, in our world today, depression is a big topic. Right? And true happiness is a big topic. There's a reason. And the reason is because it's such a big yisod in Yiddishkeit, Simcha Sachayim. And therefore, as you get closer and closer to Mashiach, there's no question that there's going to be a lot of struggles in attaining a true Simcha Sachayim, and people dealing with Mara Shchora, which is just the way that Chazal referred to depression. V'isa b'zohar kadosh b'maylis ha-simcha. The Zohar says about Simcha, Tana amr b'lazar amr b'abba. The pasuk says, "Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha baruluf ba'ul lefanav birnana la'afka deleis pulchana." It comes to teach us that there is no pulchana. Pulchana sometimes means like it can be used more as a lashon of tefillah, but it means just avodas Hashem, right? Deleis pulchana dekutcha brichu. There is no service of Hashem. There's no emesdik avodas Hashem. Again, we read the pasuk that I mentioned last week. Yeah, at the end of the tochacha, we're like, "What? That makes no sense." What if I told you in Hashem's eyes it makes perfect sense? What's the pasuk at the end of the Tochacha? What's the pasuk at the end of the Tochacha? Tachas asher lo avatas Hashem elokecha b'simcha v'tuv lev avir of kol. You know why you got a Tochacha? Because you didn't serve God happy enough. You weren't joyous enough in your avodas Hashem. So you'll say, but I wore tefillin, and I kept Shabbos, and I kept kosher, and I followed the halachos of taras and mishpacha. I did everything. So you're going to punish me so badly because of a lack of simcha? So we read that, and all the Svarim read it as like a big question. Like, how could it be that a lack of simcha causes such a chorba? Unless you really believe that simcha is maybe like the most important midah in the world. Then it becomes very obvious. Then, no, it's not, oh, I served Hashem without simcha. You didn't serve Hashem. That's what the Zohar is saying. The Zohar says, let's read the words again. La'afka, deleis pulchana dekutcha brichu, there is no service of Hashem, el migav chedva. Without chedva, it's not avodas Hashem. So you wonder, why is there a Holocaust? What do we do to deserve this? Hashem says, you never served me in your life. What? Roll the videotape. I'll show you how many times I put on tefillin. And how many times did you put it on with a smile on your face? Oh, zero? So you never wore tefillin, says Hashem. Now that's hard for us to swallow. But that seems to be what the Zohar is saying. It's not called avodas Hashem if you don't appreciate what it is. The Amr Rabbi Elazar, leis shchinta sharya migav atzvas. The Shekhinah does not reside amongst sadness. So if the mission statement of the Torah is Vasuli Mikdash B'Shachanti B'Socham, Hashras HaShekhinah, and Hashras HaShechina only comes about with Simcha, so if there's no Simcha, everything falls apart. Which is why the closest we ever got to being destroyed, the Purim story, right? The fact that we survived that, of course, is going to generate a ton of Simcha. Because the destruction of Klal Yisrael apparently is dependent upon our level of Simcha. The mamash opposite. There's no Hashras HaShechina. There's no. We have failed to achieve the purpose of creation if we're not happy. And again, happy. Happy is the word happy in English doesn't do justice to the emotion and the concept on a spiritual level. What Simcha really is. But the Zohar is saying pretty strong things here. Pasuk says in Malachim Beis, Pasuk says, "Va'ata kechuli minagin." Take for me a minagin, a musician. Vahaya kenagin haminagin. And through the performance of music, it'll remove the sadness. Minagin, minagin, plus zimni amai. Why does it say nagin, nagin, nagin so many times in the pasuk? Three times. Minagin, kinagin, haminagin. Right, why so much mention of the need for music? By the way, it's pointed out, I think, in the Menos Halevi, the Sefer Menos Halevi on Megillas Esther, by Rav Shlomo Halevi Alkabetz, that one of the things that you don't find in Megillas Esther at Achashverosh's party is what? Is music. There's no music at the party. Why is there no music at Achashverosh's party? Because when a Jew hears music, it awakens one's spiritual, moral compass. So Achashverosh B'Kavana didn't have music at the party. It's part of luring the Jews in. If they heard music, again, I don't know what type of music they would have had at Achashverosh's party. I don't think it would have been like Mordechai ben David or whatever, right? Or Shweki or whatever, yeah. But that's the power of music touches a Jewish soul so deeply it helps them to make the right choices. Even not kosher music. I'm not sure. Okay. So why does the pasuk say to restore the soul completely? It requires music, which generates joy. So in order for a person to be where he's supposed to be, a person needs to be besimcha. Okay, let's go weiter. V'kach kosev ha-mesilas yisharim. Mesilas yisharim writes very clearly in Parak Yud Tes, in the Biur Chalkei ha-chasidus, ha-beiz hu ha-simcha v'hu ikar gadol ba-avoda. Simcha is a major principle of avodas Hashem. It's an ikar gadol. V'hu mashe David mazir. And that's what David HaMelech warned us. Ivdu as Hashem besimcha bo lefanav birnana. David HaMelech says, make sure that you serve Hashem with joy. Otherwise, again, it's not going to be avodas Hashem. V'omer v'tzadikim yismuchu. Yaltzu lifnei Elokim v'yasisu besimcha. Again, the tzadikim are always in a state of joy. V'amru chazal, ina shechina shor al mitoch simcha shal mitzvah. The shechina doesn't reside except when we do mitzvahs joyously. U'matzino, shenisraim v'kadosh baruch hu al Yisrael. And as we just mentioned a moment ago, Hashem had a big taina against Klal Yisrael. Quotes the pasuk from the Tochacha, "Tachas Asher lo avadatas Hashem lokecha besimcha uvetuv levav." That's why you were so severely punished. Umeidach kama harichu vaasku besfar makadosh b'mailas asimcha. Let's go further, says Rav Kluger. How much do the Sifrei Chasidus elaborate and the Pnimius Torah elaborate on the importance of this midah? People think it's like extra credit. It's an avoda. It's part of us. You have to work on it. It's something a person has to work on. I'm not in a good mood. Too bad. I'm not in a good mood, so I don't eat kosher. I'm not in a good mood, so I'm machal Shabbos. I'm not in a good mood, so I'm not besimcha. It's not a choice. Simcha is part of avodas Hashem. Mitzvah gedola. Rabbi Nachman calls it a mitzvah. Mitzvah gedola. He writes in the Likutei Maharan, Chaf Dalet, Tinyana Chaf Dalet. Mitzvah gedola lios besimcha tamid. You have to do whatever you can to distance yourself from what? From Marash Chora. To distance yourself completely from the Marash Chora. What's the gematria? I told you once, I think. What's the gematria in Mitzrayim, which is the root of all gullus? Right? Where is the first description of what they're doing to us? How they're breaking us? Vayimaru est chayei. Okay. It's a big one, but let's look it up. Let's get the gematria. What's the gematria? Vayumaru eschayem. They made our lives miserable. Marashchora. Marashchora means black, literally black bile, but in the ancient world that meant the feeling of real depression inside of a person. What's the gematria? Vayumaru eschayem. How much is Vayimaruru? What did you say? 4?
Yeah, I think 472. Yeah,
you're right. I'm getting 460, though. Oh. Let's see. S? S is 401. So that's 863. Chayehem is? 73? 60. Chayehem, 2 yuds? Chas Yud Yud Hey Mem? 73. So what's the measure of Vayimaru S Chayehem?
936.
You know 936? Who knows 936? Who knows what? One is Hashem. Okay, who knows 936? It's a big number. No, Shema Yisrael is 1118. 936. It's a lot of things. It's a big Hanukkah number. It's a Purim number. It's a lot of things. It's a lot of things.
Hashem Melech.
What is that? How much is Mordechai plus Esther? How much is Mordechai? How much is Mordechai plus Esther?
935.
Mordechai plus Esther is 935. Let's break it down. Mordechai is 274. And Esther is 661. So how much is that? That's 935. Okay, so when you put Mordechai and Esther together, that's a very easy. You can always add one, Gamacha, the Kolel, but especially when you're being Kolel two things together, when you're adding Mordechai and you're combining Mordechai and Esther, you add one is 936. Okay? So, first of all, that already tells you that the whole avoda of Mordechai and Esther, the heroes, the hero and the heroine of Purim, who restore the simcha of Klal Yisrael, yeah? Okay, so that's already the opposite of the Vayimaru Eschayehem. Right? The embittered enslavement of Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim. Okay, Mitzrayim has all of the Galios in it. Okay? But I told you also, again, there's a reason why the world is grappling with this today. There's a reason. If Simcha is really such a big thing, again, Purim is the last holiday in terms of sort of the calendar year. Right? Adar is what? Adar is the end. Nisan is HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. Rishon Ulachem Lachad She'eshana. Adar is the 12th month. So that means whatever happens on Purim in the 12th month also plays itself out at the end of days, because Purim is really the end of days. It's the Achris Hayam. So therefore, right, the sadness that we're trying to fight against, as Rav Kluger is describing here, which Mordechai and Esther themselves were fighting against, right, is very much part of the avoda of the Ikvus of the Mashiach. So what's the gematria of Ikvus of the Mashiach? It's 936. It's also 936. Okay, so again, so it's not by chance that the Vayimaru Eschayehem, the bitterness that we felt in the beginning of Golas Mitzrayim, right, is something that lingers till the end of days. End of days means Purim, Purim being the last of the holidays in the calendar year. Again, counting from Nisan, Adar being the last month. Right, Mordechai and Esther being Gematria 936, the ones who are trying to restore the hope and the joy of Klal Yisrael. Okay, so 936 is Gematria Ikvus of the Mashiach, which is why in Ikvus of the Mashiach we're encountering a lot of Vayimaru Eschayehem. There's a lot of sadness in the world, there's a lot of bitterness in the world. And if people don't understand what real simcha is, it's very hard to achieve it. There's a lot of fake simcha in the world today, which is that itself leads to depression. Because when you think you have it for so long, and then you have an honest conversation with yourself and you realize this is not it, that can be very harmful to a person. Okay, so says Rabbi Nachman, mitzvah gedola lios b'simcha tamid. It's a mitzvah, it's an obligation to be b'simcha. U'lizgaber l'harchik ha'atzvus v'mar eshchora b'chol kolcho. We have to work at removing any type of sadness. V'aklal shetzarech lizgaber ma'or b'chol ha'kochos. Lios ach sameach tamid. Gotta fight it, to try to always be happy. Ki teva ha'adam limshoch atzmo l'mar eshchora v'atzvus machas pig'ei u'mikrei hazman. It's natural for a person to be down about the way life sometimes goes, right? Mikra hazman. That's the whole world of Amalek. Mikra, shor karcha baderech. Right? Bad breaks in life. The flat tire. There's nothing to be sad about if you understand that the flat tire was orchestrated by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You don't like the flat tire, but you should be so happy. That's awesome. I just paid off some of my averos. I just paved the way for myself to get more Olam Haba because I'm paying off my sins in this world with a flat tire. Is it annoying? Of course it's annoying. But what a simcha to know that it's not Mikre Hazman. Again, if I look at it as Mikre Hazman, right, then things happen. Life happens. And it hurts. And a person gets it down. The whole Adam Mala Yisurim, people are afflicted with all sorts of horrible things. But Rabbi Nachman says you have to fight back to try to be besimcha. Akein tzarech la'achriach es atzma b'koach gadol yos besimcha tamid, u'lesameach es atzma b'chol asher yuchal. Do whatever it takes to make yourself happy. He writes in here, there's a different mimer where he talks about the importance of milsa d'shtusa, right? Even just doing silly things to be happy. Why? Because happiness is really important. Being besimcha makes a big difference in one's avodas Hashem. Alkein tzarechach, so again, you have to force yourself to do it as much as possible, vafilu b'milei d'shtusa, even with milei d'shtusa. Again, he explains, Kluger explains the depth of that concept elsewhere, even with silly things. So he says, let's go just a little bit deeper into this idea. Okay, bottom paragraph. Amru Chazal. Gemara says in Yevamos, Kol Adam She'ein Lo Isha Sharoi Belo Simcha. Right? I mentioned to you the other day that without a wife, Gemara in Yevamos says, Daf Samach Beis, you don't have Simcha. Remember I told you the Maharal says what? That Simcha is related to? If you don't have a wife, what don't you have? Shlemus. Right? So when you complete yourself through marriage, then you have simcha. But again, the fact that simcha and shleimus go together explains to us, further highlights the fact that simcha is a midah that requires shleimus. It's not enough to be 85% happy. It's an expectation that simcha, you have to have it all to have it, right? Think about it. If I'm 50% happy and 50% not happy, then I'm not happy. If I'm happy, I have to be happy all the way through. Otherwise, I'm not happy enough, okay? So Chazal say, a person who's not married, a person who lives without a spouse, lives without, again, the full expression of simcha. Not making light of, God forbid, someone who's single and struggling with that. Neither are Chazal. They're just understanding. There's a depth of connection that can only take place, a simcha that can only be achieved when one has that sense of bias, of shleimus, of husband and wife. U'ma'amarim kasha ad lemod. It's a difficult maimer Chazal. Now here's where Rav Kluger becomes Rav Kluger in the clearest way. Really? Now that you have, let's say it in like just a nasty way, right? But people sometimes think this way. Now that I have a wife, you know, when I was a bachelor, I was thinking a very goyish way, yeah? Goyish way for a second. When I was a bachelor, I could go where I want and do what I want. Now like, you know, I settled down and I got married, but like it really slows me down. You could say that in the most goyish, crude, you know, living a hafkeris lifestyle type of way. Or you could say it in the frum way. I want to go to the base medrash and learn for 2 hours. My wife says, no, I need you to stay home to whatever. Right? So my wife's getting in the way. I used to have total bias over my simcha. I could be as happy as I wanted to be. And now someone else is telling me what to do. Again, that's obviously a horrible way to look at a marriage. Right? But Rav Kluger is going to paint that picture a little bit to say, what's the simcha of having so many more obligations? There's something so simchadik about just being a bacher, you can do whatever you want. Right? How many times do I want to go somewhere, I want a good thing that my wife supports, but I just like, it doesn't work for our family. Okay, so am I depressed by that? Shouldn't that rob me of a little bit of a simcha sachayim, that I can't do what I want whenever I want? Again, whether it's some very unholy thing or a very holy thing. Look what he says. The Metzia screams out the opposite. Dechazinon b'mucha shebacher hamishuchra mikol ol v'daiga. When you're a bacher, you're freed from any concerns and any worries. Again, maybe that's overly simplistic. I'm sure some of you have many concerns and worries in your life. Right? But there's a certain freedom that you have to do what you want. Yoser b'neikal etzlo lios b'simchu valizos. It's a little bit easier to just be carefree and to be joyous. Kiel pi rov hanose isha. You get married and you have to start worrying about providing for your family, right? Taking care of another person in addition to yourself, financially, emotionally, physically. Rechaim al tavara, what the Gemara calls what? The millstone around your neck. Yeah? You can't do what you want anymore. V'nitrat ala michiv ala kalkula, and you're burdened with the responsibility of providing sustenance. You're not living a life that's freed from the yoke. Again, he's painting a particularly dark picture of a marriage, right? But there is a simple truth to what he's saying. V'im kein yesh lahavin. Turn over to the second side. Mahi asimcha gadola asher me'idim chazal sheyesh l'misha nosei isha. So what is the chazal should say as a paradigm of simcha, a person who gets married? Good question. So he explains. So he says in the next paragraph, he says, and this question really is true for any human being. The truth is, it doesn't matter if you're married or you're single, or you're rich or you're poor, every human being is grappling with the question. We could all, he says, we could all, you know, lalake likutim nifla and binyan asimcha. Yeah, everyone can, like, you know, put a quote on their screensaver that says, you know, some happy thing. Yeah? And most people, by the way, when they're in a public setting, if they have to smile, they can smile. But in their heart of hearts, he says, everyone's asking themselves, what would it take to make me truly happy? How can I achieve true simcha sachayim? It's the question that everyone is thinking about. V'kasher yoshim chaverim yachtav. And when friends get together, dibuk chaverim, when Jews sit together, who really care about each other and want to have an honest conversation with each other, and there's zochim b'psichas halev. Again, Rav Kluger is very good at orchestrating this type of conversation in a room. They ask this question that penetrates to the depths. Am I truly happy? That's a terrifying question for any human being. Have you ever seen a truly happy Jew in your life? What does it look like, says Rav Kluger. When a person says, that Jew is a happy Jew, was the Chavetz Chaim happy? And if so, how is he happy since he had a lot of real-world difficulties? What makes happiness? Right? It's not a person who just has his stuff together, says Rav Kluger. There's no way Keshura Keseder. A person who's an organized person who seems to have, you know, a decent-paying job and have some stability in his life. Kiyam kein lo simcha hizu ela hatzlacha. Rav Kluger very carefully defines, that's not called simcha, that's called hatzlacha. Guy's matzliach. He's got a wife, he's blessed with children, he's blessed with a job, he's got a nice house. That's hatzlacha. You have no idea if he's really happy. And sometimes an honest conversation with that guy, a true friend, between him and his therapist maybe, I find out he's got all the outer trappings and he's not happy. So what is molid? What creates real happiness? D'mara busa shia b'simcha yehudi ha-makabal kol tova solam haza. B'nai chayim izonai. Right? What good is a person? What happiness is given to a person? He has children, he has health, he has parnasa, yeah, v'zochel shnei shulchanos, and he's got all the pleasures of this world and the next. He's a good guy, he's a ben Torah. V'adraba, yishalu chaverav, his friends will ask him, hayim hayapam achas, shalo etzlachta b'darchecha, afilu hachi nish'eres b'simchascha. Are you sure that you're happy, or you're just matzliach? What would happen if you weren't so matzliach? Do you have the midah of happiness at your core? Or are you just in a, you know, again, superficially, you're in a good mood because you have it pretty good. Because you got money in the bank, you got yourself a nice wife, you have some nice little children to get nachas from, you've got your routine, you go to your daf yom yishir, and you enjoy, and you learn, and you this, and you that. Right? But what if you were bad at learning? What if you were still single? And what if you didn't get the job yet? Or what if you were married, and you and your wife were struggling to have kids for 5 years? Would you be happy? Right? Could you be happy? Should you be happy? That's really the question. Should you be happy? And the answer is, if it's avodas Hashem, it's not any different. Like I said before, should I wear tefillin? Should I keep kosher? Should I be happy? Says Rav Kluger, where it's underlined, ki ikker. Just end with this paragraph. Ki ikker, and I'll just add my vart that I want to say. Ki ikker hamal yusahi. What is the mile of happiness? Again, I told you it's a pashut piece, but it can shake you to the core. You actually, you know, think about this piece and try to answer Kluger's question. Why is a person happy? Am I celebrating my success? Or is there something in the core of my being that I'm happy because I have a neshama? What's the key to true happiness? Ikra mal yusahi sha'odam asher tivo. Again, going back to the words of Rabbi Nachman, he puts them again in quotes. Limshoch atzvo lamar shchora. There is a natural gravitational pull for us to be down and depressed. There's a lot of things that can get us really down in life. Va'atzmus. because of what? The Mikre HaZaman, the happenings of time. I'm just bound to life as it unfolds. Yismach Atzmo Keneged Tivo. Right? The maila of simcha is that when things are not working out so well, to say, I'm still happy, then you have the mida of simcha. Then you've acquired the avoda of simcha. To be happy when everything works out, that's your matzliach, that doesn't prove anything. The only way to really prove simchas hachayim, at the core of your existence, is when what? Af im malei hu yisurim, va'over malav kashim rabim b'chayiv. If he still knows how to what? How to make himself happy, how to truly rejoice. How difficult it is for a Yehudi, and therefore when you read stories of tzaddikim, spent 13 years working on the Midah of Simcha. What's to work on so much? What does Arizal mean that his greatest success, his greatest spiritual success came from happiness? It's a midah, it's an avoda that a person has to work on. So here's the vart I want to end with. Mishenichnas Adar Marv Misimcha. Yeah? When is the Simcha of Adar? That's why I'm sharing this today, because the avoda is now. The avoda is not on Purim. On Purim we're celebrating what? Hatzlacha. We were matzliach. We won the war, Haman was killed, his children were killed, Klai Yisrael were saved. Why Mishenichnas Adar Marv Misimcha? Who knows what I'm trying to say? Go back to the name of Hashem for the month of Adar. What's the name of Hashem for the month of Adar? What was the arrangement that Tzeruf Havaya? Hey, hey, Yud Vav. Okay, and how did we explain it based on the Yismach Yisrael? What is the letter Hey and what is Yud and Vav? Hey is Midas Adin, Yud and Vav is Chesed. So I told you, you could look at it almost as, you know, the first half of the month, right? If you view the four letters almost as like the 4 weeks of the month, right, so the beginning of Adar, when the Jews were standing, frightened, are we going to survive? Are we going to make it through? Are we going to make it through Purim? Right? We're going to win the fight on Yud Gimel Adar. So when the Jews were at that point, they were terrified. Right? They had yet to see Hatzlacha. They didn't know what it was going to be. Once they won the battle, Yud Vav, they see the Chesed Hashem. Of course you're Besimcha when you're Matzliach. But that's exactly the point Chazal I'm making. Mishenichnas Adar. How happy were you at the beginning of Adar? Mishenichnas Adar. When it was still hey hey. When you were mamish preparing for a Holocaust. Were you able to be marvin b'simcha? Were you able to increase joy in the face of a lot of real hardship? Then that's real simcha. To be happy when you're matzliach is not real simcha. Right? It's the outer trappings of simcha. Enjoy it. If Hashem gives you bracha, enjoy it. You should be happy. Right, but the test, the litmus test of happiness, is when a person, says Rabbi Nachman, is drawn towards sadness because life is not always working out so rosy, to be able to stare Midas Hadin in the face and say, Mishenichnas Adar, at the beginning of Adar, when the letter Hey and Hey and Midas Hadin is right in front of me, and Haman's plot is still, Haman may be dead from Nisan, like we just learned, but the plan to kill Klal Yisrael is still a worldwide revolution. The letters were sent. Ahasuerus didn't say, you're not allowed to kill Jews. Ahasuerus gave the Jews permission to fight back. Whatever that even means. That's a shir in and of itself. As if, what, we weren't going to fight back? If you'd give them all other, we just show up and like allow ourselves to be killed? We're not going to fight back? That's what Esther asked. She asked for permission to fight back. It's a strange thing. Right? But it was terrifying. So that's the level of the Mishenichnas Adamarim B'Simcha. When life is not always working out so great, to be able to say, I have a simcha sachayim, knowing that this is exactly what Hashem wants. And it's not mikre hazman. It's not asher karcha baderech. That the derech of my life is very precisely orchestrated by Hashem. That's the avodah. Okay? All right? Shkayach. Thank you so much for being here.